Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. This is your host, Mary Sauden, naturopath and fertility coach. I help women go from frustrated, overwhelmed, and isolated to calm, confident, and in control of their fertility. I'm passionate about helping women get pregnant and stay pregnant. Each week, I have a real and empowering conversation with everyday women and men struggling with fertility to bring you hope, comfort, and support. This is our story. Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. My guest today is Alice Maples. Alice is a fertility wellness coach and founder of Baby Goals, where she offers wellness coaching programs for growing families from preconception to postpartum. Welcome to the podcast, Alice.
Thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here.
Great. Can you tell us about yourself?
Yes, of course. Well, first, I just want to acknowledge you for having this podcast. I think it is just so smart and so thorough and also just so interesting to hear everybody's story so far. So I'm just a huge fan and I'm delighted to be a part of this kind of
awesome. I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
So thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so I am a fertility wellness coach based out of San Diego, and I've been in the wellness industry for over 20 years now, and I'm just so passionate about helping people be super healthy and like finding different ways that work for them. And it's just been such a cool journey because it's, you know, some people like on their wellness journey, they might not like the gym, for example. I have a lot of years in the fitness industry and some people just don't like the gym. And it's like, okay, well, that's fine. If you don't like the gym, maybe this yoga will work or maybe walking will work. And so I've just kind of been on this ever growing journey of supporting people and their needs. And that's kind of how I got to forming Baby Goals, was because I really wanted to support women's wellness. And I was just like, wait a minute, there's so much out there that's not out there, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's still not researched enough, or it's not in the mainstream, or it's not talked about it enough, which is why I'm so excited about your podcast, because it's just really bringing to light serious issues that a lot of people suffer from. And so there's so much to learn, so much to talk about. And that's kind of how I got here, was just like this ever learning journey of being like, whoa, so many people are struggling.
Right.
There's other ways to help people naturally. And that's kind of like what I like to do to support people is like, okay, yes, specifically like with infertility, it's like, okay, yes, there are a lot of different medical interventions that you can do, but there's also so much that you can do naturally to help improve your health. And I really, that's where I come in, is how can we support you naturally with your lifestyle and your work and your community and your intimate relationships and the nutrition and just like your feelings. So I love how you talk about all that in your podcast. So I'm just a huge fan.
Awesome. How did you get to this point where you decided to be a fertility wellness coach instead of just like a health coach or women's health coach in particular? Why fertility and pregnancy and postpartum?
Of course, great question. Thank you. I think it's because it's such a transformative journey for a family to go through. And I had a lot of clients working in the fitness industry, and they would come to me like 3 months pregnant and being like, okay, I'm ready to get started with my health. And I'm like, okay, I will welcome you into my practice at any time. I will never turn anybody away, but if I can help them. But it's like, I have this like tagline in my thing, like you wouldn't show up to a marathon without training, and having going through a pregnancy is one of the most intense experiences of a woman's life. And so there's so much that you can do preconception, as an example, to improve, like, you know, just kind of like get your diet to a point that feels really good and is very nourishing, as opposed to like being pregnant and being like, oh, I should start eating healthy now. But, you know, when you're pregnant, it's like your body's going through all these changes. And it's like, let's say you introduce kale into your diet for the first time when you're 3 months pregnant. Your body's like, what the heck is this? Throws it right up. And it's like, because it's your body's going through a lot of stress. And so it's like, okay, if we can get you kind of dialed into optimal health and wellness before you get pregnant, I think that's super cool. And of course, with both your sperm and your egg health. So I like to work with families, because it's, as you know, just like it helps, you know, to decrease oxidative damage by enhancing your nutrition. And another reason why I'm really interested in it is because, you know, I'm from Michigan, and you know, people have children a lot younger there.
Okay.
Culture. And then so out here, I live in San Diego, and you know, I lived in LA for 10 years, and you just work a lot more, and you just, and then you kind of push back when you have children, but as we all know, your fertility declines as you get older. And so we're told all these messages. It's like, we're kind of like in this lose-lose situation as well. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. It's like, you know, my whole life, like when I was growing up, it's like, whatever you do, do not get pregnant. Do not get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, a light switches that, like when you're in your like 30s or whatever, like, and they're like, why aren't you pregnant yet? It's like, whoa. you know, it's just like this, all these weird pressures of, child or like having children, not having children. And so, and especially in the cities, a lot of my clients are having children. Or they're starting to think about it for the first time. They've always been focused on not having children. All of a sudden they're like, okay, I'm ready to have kids now. And then sometimes it's not that easy. And it's like, okay, how can we help you? And so it's like, that's, I'm really interested in like supporting my, you know, my peers at this point, into optimizing their health in, you know, creating the best case scenario for them to just have just super primo before they head into this journey. So
that's wonderful work that you do for your clients. And speaking of the work that you do with fertility clients, what did you find were some of the unconscious conflicts that can hold women back from conceiving?
I love that question. Yeah, you know, what can we say? So one of the things I found with super achievers, so I like to work with super achievers. There's these like just amazing women, rock stars. They just busted their tails their whole life. So smart, so accomplished. And then when they come up for air to get pregnant, they're like, wait, what? So I think that what I've found is, when people are like super driven, there's kind of like masculine and feminine energy, right? And so like in order to succeed in this world, it feels like you have to have a lot of masculine energy, at least personally. Right. And so part of that is masculine energy. It's very linear and it's very focused. And so like, let's say you have a really big project and that you need to get done. And then like the whole world melts away. And then you go into this hyper-focused state working on this place. But, and so you're just very cerebral. You're very in your mind. And so you're actually disconnected from your body. It's like, you're not going to the bathroom. You're not eating. You're not drinking. So why would a little baby want to hang out there? They're like, I'm starving. I'm thirsty. Yeah. And I don't have enough blood flow to my body. Mm-hmm. And so straight up, there's like this brain body disconnect that I see with some people. And it's like, listen, we gotta form a connection to your body. And people are like, what? Like some people don't even know they're hungry. That's how famous they are. Or they don't know that they're not moving their body. Like, especially people that sit in a desk all day, or, you know, they sit in a desk and then they go home and they watch Netflix. Yeah. So in order for optimal health, let's just take your spine, for an example. So mm-hmm. in your spine, we have our, you know, we have our bones, right? And then we have our little intervertebral discs.
Yeah.
So in order for our discs to be healthy, the only way that they get nourishment is through movement. So if you're sitting all day, and then you're sitting in at your house, and then you're sitting and you're watching Netflix, and you're going to bed, your discs aren't getting nourishment. And if we think about it, think about a baby, right? If you're just sitting all the time, it's not getting mm-hmm. nourishment, and it's not getting the blood flow.
Right.
And how you can't, it's kind of like planting a seed and then not having soil and then not having water.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah.
And so that's just kind of one of the things that I like to do is build the bridge between people's brains and their bodies and teaching mm-hmm. them how to feel again.
Yes. That's so important.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. A lot of people are so disconnected from their bodies.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, infertility is such a sensitive subject, and it's so, mm-hmm. it's heart-wrenching. It's like your whole spirit, especially people that really, 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 really want to conceive and really want to have mm-hmm. babies. It's just like this, right? It's this unspeakable heartbreak. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, in that state, that's also hard to conceive in when you're experiencing this unspeakable heartbreak. And so again, I love what you're doing with this podcast. We're talking about it. We're bringing it to light. Mm-hmm. We're figuring out ways that in a non-confrontational environment where we can be like, oh, actually, I do sit all day on my butt and I haven't really been moving. Maybe I should try going for a walk in mm-hmm. the morning to see how I feel. And oh, maybe I should have an extra glass of water. So it's non-confrontational. So again, I like mm-hmm. this format of supporting people.
Thanks again. Yes, I try. how do you support women be okay whether or not they do have a baby?
I like to support. So my tagline is turning knowledge into action. Mm-hmm. It's like my wellness coaching motto. And I also take a do no harm approach, which is mm-hmm. what I really love about what I do, is no matter what happens, you are going to be better off after we work together, because mm-hmm. it's all about listening to your body. And so let's say we have a person that has maybe unexplained infertility, and, you know, sometimes it could just be like two partners don't match up. Right.
Nobody
can hear that, but it's like person A and person B can't have a baby together, but person A can go to person C, and then person B can go to person D, and they can both have children. Mm-hmm. So something as weird as that, which happens. But like with that, it's how can we have you live your best life? How can we find joy in each moment? How can we be present? How can we find fulfillment in today, and just happiness from moment to moment. And so some people are like, yeah, well, that still is not taking away my pain of not being able to have a child. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're allowed to have grief. And I think that yes. you're allowed to feel sad, and you don't ever, I don't think you ever have to take away that pain.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to. I think that if you're sad about that, and you're upset about it, and you're not happy about it, I think that it's okay to feel that. And I don't think we have to take away the pain. Mm-hmm. I think that we can support you, and we can do great things, and we can still act in self-love, and we can still love others, and we can still have a beautiful life, and we can mm-hmm. still be sad at the same
yes.
time.
And I agree.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be either or. It's okay mm-hmm. to be sad, and it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to keep it to yourself, whatever you need. I think it's just like holding space and not telling people what they can or cannot do is kind of mm-hmm. the answer I take.
mm-hmm. Yes. And how do you help them find that peace in their fertility journey?
I would say the wellness coaching methodology I use is we just take one step at a time. I think mm-hmm. a lot of people on their wellness journeys or on their like journeys period, they try to do too much all at once.
Yes.
And it's like, whoa, let's we got to slow down this train. We're going a little too fast. We're kind of going off the rails here. What I really like to do is like incremental changes with people and just kind of like very scientifically testing variables. So like when we're introducing a new habit, I like to focus on that habit and see what the outcomes are. So it's like, we're not going to like change your diet, drink more water, do this, do that, change your job. We got to like, whoa, let's pick one and let's master that habit. And then let's move on to the next thing. So it's taking it slow. It's doing one thing at a time. And it's just focusing on, again, creating that connection and that profound understanding of what cause and effect is in your body. And I think that's really powerful because a lot of times people are like, I feel bad and I don't know why. And so it's like, okay, well, let's figure it out because it's different for everybody. Some people might feel bad because they're in a really toxic relationship.
Right.
And it's like, I just do everything right. And I eat my, you know, I have all of my micronutrients and I have all of my omegas and I work out in a balanced way and I seed cycle and I nourish my body during my fertile periods and during my, you know, menses and whatnot.
But.
Right. And it's, and that's what's so interesting about wellness coaching versus like a traditional medical model is they're not looking at the nuances of you as an individual. And it's so heartbreaking that some people don't know that there's other options, right? So it's like medical, we need the medical field. We need that. But the thing is doctors don't get to spend a lot of time with their patients. So sometimes it's only like 20 minutes. It could be less. And so like, how are you supposed to, it's like, okay, you know, like, oh, your vagina and your tubes are fine. Like you're good to go. And they're like, okay, well, I'm not because I'm not pregnant. And it's like, okay,
right, exactly.
Right. And then they come to, you know, yourself and, or myself and they're like, oh yeah, I'm in this like horrible, I don't feel safe in my home. That could be interesting. And like, maybe that's not talked about. Right. So that's what it's complicated.
Yes, that's for sure. That is for sure. I love what you do with baby goals, how you support the woman through fertility and pregnancy and postpartum. Can you tell us more about the services that you offer?
Yeah. One of the things about I learned in college was how siloed everything is. Like I went in to study psychology, but I was like, this is only part of the puzzle. Like, and so I was able to make my own major in international relations and global health with a minor in media studies. So I did this interdisciplinary kind of like basically studies because, and I think COVID really showed us how integrated wellness is like when everybody was so isolated and alone. And that's so bad for your health to be like isolated. And I think that in the modern medical system, it's siloed and it's isolated. There's not enough connection between medical providers and between services. And I wanted to be that bridge for families because it's like, preconception is one specialty, and then you have the actual pregnancy journey, and then you have the birth process, which is its own specialty, and then you have postpartum healing. And so, and people, I don't think that people talk enough between the different phases. And it's like, this is one of the most intense experiences of a woman's or a family's life. And there's all these hormones that just change throughout the pregnancies. And so it's like, I just wanted to provide continuity of care. Like, I'm not necessarily an expert in birth, but it's like, okay, you know, slowly, as we talked about, incrementally working on different things. So we work preconception, dialing in the health and wellness, getting you set up for success. Then we can ride the storm of the pregnancy journey. And then also like preparing for like, you know, like, have you considered a doula? And especially like people of color, right? They have way worse outcomes, you know, for, you know, and so it's just like, that's just unacceptable and it's heartbreaking. And so like you know, building more awareness about like what is going on here, how can we solve it, how can we prevent challenges from happening. And so it's like, okay, so making sure that along each step of the way that they are aware of what support is available and how to connect them to it, because it can be very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what the goal is just to support people through the various phases, because they're so specialized and there's not a connection. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be the bridge during that journey for both, you know. So there's of course there's heterosexual couples and homosexual mm-hmm. couples, and both people need support too. It's not, right. you know, it's like, it's not just the pregnant person, but it's also their support person.
Yes.
And it's very confusing. So I also like working, for example, with dads, because mm-hmm. like they're trying so hard. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I feel so sad. I feel so helpless. I don't know how to help my significant other. There's mm-hmm. something, I don't know what to do. And it's like, and sometimes the, you know, our pregnant person doesn't know how to communicate that. Mm-hmm. You know, the hormones are all over the place, and it's like, okay, here's a strategy. And then they try it out and they're like, oh my gosh, she's mm-hmm. so much happier now. Right. And so it's yeah. just like, it's just, I think that during this process, it's so taxing. It's so important to have support. Mm-hmm. And we were not meant to do this alone, but
no,
we're not. And yet we are.
Right.
Our mothers and fathers are just isolated, or they're not getting the help, or they're not part of communities, or they're just overworked and overstressed, and it's just too much for mm-hmm.
people. Yeah, that's too much. Mm-hmm. And it's so good that you actually see both partners in the relationship, so not just the pregnant or the woman partner in the relationship to help them through it. And can you tell me, what are the top things that you do yourself consistently for your health?
Mm-hmm. Love it. So for my health, it's honestly, I get so much inspiration from my clients, which is very mm-hmm. cool. I'm like, oh yeah. So it's like, part of coaching is the coaching methodology. You don't tell people what to do. You ask them questions about mm-hmm. what is best for them, kind of, because mm-hmm. we all know the answers.
Right.
It's about discovering them. And so I like help people discover their truths and what works for them. And then in helping people discover their truths, I'm like, oh wow, that's a great idea. So for me, I always thrive when I have some sort of movement first thing in the morning.
Mm.
If I do not exercise, my brain does not turn on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sludge if I do not exercise. So either I'll do an exercise, or I'll do a walk, or maybe a dance party, or whatever it is, like first thing in the morning. That's mm-hmm. that's where I function optimally. Now, do I do that every single day? Absolutely not. No, nobody's perfect. But mm-hmm. I notice a difference when I work out and then when I don't. So that's one big thing. Two is I really do enjoy like having these super nutrient dense smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
And I like them because they have the fiber still in them. So mm-hmm. for example, I always try and have a kind of like a green, so that right, we get our natural kind of folic yeah. acid there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always like to have some sort of like a little bit of a denser carb almost. So maybe I'll put mm-hmm. in some like oatmeal or something. And then I like to seed cycle as well. Mm-hmm. So I'll either put like flax, or I'll put in chia, or I'll put mm-hmm. in some sort of seed. And then I also like to put in some sort of a nut. So I'm like, it's like very dialed in, right? So there's, mm-hmm. and then I'll put my omegas, I have the micronutrients, and then I like the dates because it sweetens it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe like some sort of antioxidant. And so when I have at least that smoothie, it's kind of like a grounding brain booster. So those mm-hmm. are two like main, like major things. I'm like, okay, if I get some movement and I have this like supercharged smoothie, it's going to be okay.
Yes. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, well, yeah. And I think about my brain a lot mm-hmm. in terms of like mm-hmm. wellness. It's like, what is going to nourish my brain?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so, such a sensitive thing, and we can really make a difference about like how you think and how you feel. And also, of course, like all that stuff is great for your gut too, right? And that's really important for your hormone regulation and all that stuff. So those are two major things, is daily movement, that a nutrient dense, at least one meal that's hyper nutrient dense. And the third element that's super important to me is doing something fun or like community driven or with people. Because I read this study once that like we are, our health is not necessarily like how good you are with your nutrition or how good you are with your exercise. It's the quality of your intimate relationships and your community.
Yes.
And so I always try to have some sort of a grounding, like I try to like more, it's almost like nourish my heart, right? So I nourish my brain with food, I nourish my body with the movement, and then I nourish my heart with connection to other people. And so it's like, you know, I'm part of the Junior League of San Diego, which is a women's volunteerism organization, national. And so that just like warms my heart being around all these other like super awesome women that are involved in the community and leadership. So yeah, so those are three like grounding pillars of my wellness.
Wow, that's so beautiful. And we really miss that connection during the pandemic and lockdown. And it's great that you're able to nourish your heart and connect with like-minded women in your community. What is your message to women out there struggling with infertility?
It's really hard, I would say. And it totally sucks. And it's not fair. And I'm very sorry that you're going through that. And you're not alone. And there's support out there.
Beautiful.
And, right? And this is one of those wonderful things, this podcast that you're putting on. And it, my message is, it's so important to be a part of community and to connect with other people, because they've done all these studies on connection and health. And so it's like, for example, let's just use cancer as an example. People who go to the support groups versus those who don't are more likely to be healthier longer. The ones, same treatment in terms of, let's call it Western medical care, right? You know, they, everybody gets the same chemo, same all that stuff. But the ones that go to the support groups have better outcomes. So if you're going through infertility, please don't do it alone. And, you know, like, that's one thing, an action step that can be done. So like, we're talking about action steps as a wellness coach, take action and get a community that you like. Let's say you find one, you don't like it. That's okay. Find a different one. Find one until you like it. It's just kind of like meditation. If you don't like one methodology, try a different one. If you don't like a yoga class, there's so many different types of yoga classes. So it's like, I think another message is just don't give up and just know that community is very important and you can find it, but you do have to take action.
Yes. Yes. I love that. That's a great message. How can people reach you?
Yes. So I'm on Instagram and it's called babygoals.co. So babygoals.co. And that's the same as my website. And then if you ever have any questions, you can always email me at info@babygoals.co. And my name is Alice Maples. So yeah, I try to put educational content on my Instagram, and I do have goals of writing more. So
awesome. Thank you so much, Alice, for being in the podcast. I'll have all those links in the show notes, so anyone who wants to reach out to you will be able to do so. And thank you for the time that you took to be in the podcast and sharing all your insights and knowledge with women out there listening. Thank you for your support with women and partners going through this journey. We really need more people like you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for what you do. I'm so excited to have this opportunity, and you're doing amazing work, obviously, as well. So thank you for providing this platform to support people out there. It's just beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you. How
How awesome was that? If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe, and I would love to receive a review from you. And let's keep this conversation going. What is your fertility journey like? How are you choosing to be compassionate with yourself? Subscribe to the Fertility Stories podcast. I've got a new episode coming your way next week. And until then, talk soon.